Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it.
The perfect cupcake of success with three ingredients of gratitude to give you perspective, forgiveness to give you ease, and accountability to give you control. It'll allow you to enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of your truth, your potential.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have the most amazing guest, David Meltzer. David Meltzer is the co-founder of Sports One Marketing and formerly served as CEO of the renowned Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment Company, which was the inspiration of the movie Jerry Maguire. I mean, that is so cool. And his life's mission is to empower over 1 billion people to be happy. This simple yet powerful mission has led him on an incredible journey to provide one thing, and that's value. All of his content and communication is all about that. It's about value. Welcome, David, to the Stay on Course podcast. I'm so excited to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here, and let's mix it up for the betterment of all. So thank you for providing me an opportunity to share with your community.
Thanks, David. And today, I think we are going to lean into something that you speak about often, and that is the consistent, persistent pursuit of potential. But before we get started, David, and we lean into this exciting topic, I ask all of my guests, what is your favorite food?
Hamburger. If I could have my last meal, it'd be a hamburger. And very simple beginnings in Akron, Ohio, and hamburger is my favorite food.
Really? Do you eat that with French fries?
Oh, as much as possible. Yeah, I do. And hamburger and French fries would be probably one of my favorite. I'm a happy meal guy. I'm a happy person. And in fact, it leads right into the idea behind consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential. The key word is, can you enjoy? And that defines our happiness. Can you enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of your potential?
Yes. It's the consistency that gets hard, David. It gets so hard when we're grinding at something that we really love to do, but then we're not seeing the results that we really want.
I think that's a really great point, because human capability interferes with this idea of pursuing our potential consistently. And the reason I say that is that humans don't have a capability of seeing one thing, progress. So what happens is, as we display and illustrate good behaviors, we expect instant results. But unfortunately, as human beings, we can't be aware of the instant result that does occur from good behavior, which is called progress. And yet, when we have bad behaviors like drinking and smoking and drugs and other addictions or negative thoughts, negative actions, when we have negative behaviors, we once again aren't capable of seeing the negative progress. And even worse, we don't expect to have negative results. At least when we have good behavior, we're anticipating good results. When we have negative behavior, it's the antithesis. We don't expect having negative results, and we're not capable of seeing the negative progress. Therefore, it's a complete mix of accelerating in the wrong trajectory, in not being consistent, in not being persistent, in not pursuing what we want, but instead what we don't want, what's missing, what we don't have, what other people want for us. And that's why so many people interfere with their potential.
Yeah, a lot of those stories that we tell ourselves are not true.
It's so unfortunate. The stories that we tell ourselves are usually a reaction to fear. And so once again, understanding human nature, we have fear, fear of the past and fear of the future. And when we are afraid, we're interfering, no pun intended, F-E-A-R, interfering with our potential. But human nature, once again, reacts to fear by evoking the ego. And the ego creates a need. It creates a need to protect ourselves. So in the real world today, unlike the basics of Freud, we have a need to be separate. We have a need to be inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, depressed. We have a need to worry and to feel resentful. All of these things interfere with our potential. And so when we understand human nature, we now can enjoy every day with lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, a consistent good behavior in a persistent way without quit to pursue the trajectory of what we think we want or better, our potential, our truth. And if we do that on a daily basis, understanding the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do, we could actually elevate our statistical success. We can start the energetic process of aggregation, acceleration, and compounding of outcomes that we do desire.
Wow. So with that desire and our desire to pursue our potential, let's talk about some of the ingredients that you believe are essential for success.
Well, there's three ingredients that I find to be essential to success. And I found them when my basement had a basement. I went bankrupt. I lost over $100 million. I was about to lose my wife, my life, my kids, and everything while I was running the most notable sports agency in the world. And I have relied on these three ingredients in order to not only recover, but to make more money than I ever have, help more people than I ever have more fun or enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of our potential. And so the first ingredient is gratitude, because gratitude gave me perspective. It allowed me to find the light, the love, and the lessons in the failures, mistakes, setbacks, defining moments, historical relevances, even successes of my past. Perspective that is only given by gratitude. And so when I sought the meaning of my past in alignment with the trajectory of where I wanted to be or better, it then allowed me each day to enjoy the consistent, persistent pursuit of my potential. So gratitude is the first ingredient.
I want to ask a question that I've been thinking about since I saw some of your videos. And you said something about a little bit about purpose, and maybe you're not completely satisfied with the direction that you're going, but enjoying the moments anyway. Because I think that's like something that I talk to people a lot about. It's about purpose. And we don't always get to fulfill all the things we want to do at different time points in our life. Sometimes we just have to make money and we have to go to work for different reasons. But you said something that was so interesting, and it's like, enjoy it anyway. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it links into gratitude?
Sure. Well, first of all, our thoughts about our purpose are really our purpose. So when we understand that we control our mindset, our thoughts, the meaning that we give everything, our past, our present, and our future, we now can enjoy that which most would not enjoy by seeing it in a perspective of lessons, because life's about lessons, and the lessons will keep on coming until we learn them. And so for me, whether it's a failure, setback, a mistake, a success, a defining moment, a historical relevance, when I'm seeking to hear and to learn and to understand the light, the love, and the lessons in that particular circumstance, I now have the capability of enjoying even the things that other people see as punishment. I now not only can enjoy it, but I see it as protection and promotion.
Yeah, I like that. And it's a mindset shift.
It's a mindset, a heartset, and a handset shift, right? It's not only the way I see it, it's the way I feel about it and what I do and say about it as well.
Right. So gratitude is the first ingredient. What's the next one?
Forgiveness. So for me, understanding that gratitude gives me perspective, but forgiveness gives me ease. It gives me peace. It allows me to be the most statistically efficient and effective in what I do. And so for me, forgiveness is the second ingredient. And there's only really one person I need to forgive, and it's me. And it allows me to make more mistakes. It allows me to pursue my potential without fear of making those mistakes, right, knowing that I am forgiving myself for the lessons that I learned, which even more importantly, allows me to forgive other people for the same lessons that I've learned. I see so many people, and I'll use getting cut off on the freeway as a good example. And I hate to throw my wife under the bus, but she's the queen of this. She will literally be driving and three people will go past us and flip her off and honk their horn at her. And she's like, what are they so mad at? And then 2 minutes later, somebody cuts her off and she's flipping them off. How dare they? And I'm like, oh my gosh, can we institute ingredient number two, forgiveness? Let's forgive ourselves that you unintentionally cut somebody off and they unintentionally cut you off. And forgiveness gives us ease so that we don't waste our time in that interference that gratitude so emblematically allows us to find the light, the love, and the lesson. So the second ingredient is forgiveness, which gives us ease or peace, and it clears the interference or fear from our life.
I like that. I like that a lot, because when I realized just a few weeks ago, I've been a little bit stuck in my business and frustrated. David, I know these moments as an entrepreneur. It's like, I'm not getting the clients I want. I'm not getting the yeses I want. And really, like, if I really look at this, it's my fault. And I need to be able to forgive that, because whatever it is that I've been doing, I may not have been spending the time doing the right things. And I know that. Like, I know I'm not doing the right things because I'm avoiding certain things that I don't like to do. So
yes,
having to forgive myself for that is just going to allow me to sort of like regroup with ease, get back in the game, and start doing the right things when I should be doing them.
So true. And it leads us into my third ingredient, by the way. So what a perfect segue to my third ingredient, which is accountability. And accountability gives me control. Notating that all the external circumstances that I witness every day and give meaning by finding with gratitude and forgiveness the lessons of the past in order to effectuate are actually executed with accountability. And there's three different layers of this third ingredient of accountability. And the first is, what did I do, or what am I doing, as you stated, to be responsible for feeling stuck? And what am I supposed to learn from it?
Yeah.
The second stage is, what did I do to attract all of these circumstances that make me feel stuck? And what am I to learn from it? And then finally, most importantly, in the context of gratitude and forgiveness, the third ingredient of accountability is, what am I doing to participate in this perception? And what am I supposed to learn from it? All three ingredients mixed together into a perfect realm allow us not to search for our why, but to apply it, to live not only within the context of intelligence and intuition, but inspiration. The perfect cupcake of success with three ingredients of gratitude to give you perspective, forgiveness to give you ease, and accountability to give you control will allow you to feast every day. In other words, it'll allow you to enjoy the consistent everyday, persistent without quit, pursuit of your truth, your potential. You see, the biggest void that exists today, the biggest energy crisis that is in existence today, especially for entrepreneurs and anyone on social media, is this humongous void that is between I am and this is what I want people to think I am. And through gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability, we can forget about the worry and the anxiety that's created by what we want people to think we are, by looking and searching for what we don't have, what's missing, what we don't want, or what other people want for us. But instead, I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. What am I doing to interfere with it? Those three ingredients will help you enjoy that success.
Wow. Mic drop. That's it. There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else. When you said the perfect cupcake, it's the, have you ever used that before, that analogy?
No, I should have said hamburger though and tied it into my favorite food.
Oh.
I give myself an A for that, but A plus would have been if I said the perfect ingredients for the perfect hamburger, but I'm not that clever. I tried my best.
Well, I'm kind of liking the cupcake. I saw it in a graphic, like I'm creating the,
nice.
I'm
It's all
creating.
yours. Take
All
it.
right. We're going to
Take
make
it. It's all
we're going
yours,
to make
Pete.
the cupcake, the gratitude, the forgiveness, and the accountability, maybe the filling. What part is the filling, do you think?
That's the inspiration. That's what's created, right? That's the sweet stuff in the middle, the sweet success, the taste of success in the middle from making the perfect cupcake with gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability.
And that's what you're doing, David Meltzer. You are inspiring people all around the world to be better, to do better, and to just live better lives. David, where can the Stay on Course audience find more information about you?
Well, thank you. I'd love to offer your entire community my book. I will send it to you. I will pay for shipping. I'll pay for the book. I'll sign it. Just email me, david@dmeltzer.com. Put it in the notes, david@dmeltzer.com. Or if you can't remember that, just Google me. I'm on every platform. My name is David Meltzer. If you Google me, you'll find me. And I am here to be of value and a service. We have free trainings, exercises, guides, and books for your community. And hopefully I will see you in New Jersey tomorrow on Wednesday or Thursday. We'd love to share and get a picture for your community as well.
That would be amazing. David Meltzer, thank you for being a guest on the Stay on Course podcast.
Thank you for having me.
My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.